Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our Wednesday morning briefing from infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Somehow COVID and monkeypox seem like nothing today. You know what I mean, Dr. Marty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because of the shootings. It's just really sad.
It's awful, and we must, though, move on and cover some other things, though, like this study here at Northwestern. They looked at people with long COVID symptoms, and I know I was surprised at a couple of things. You tell me your take on this study, because knowing you, you read every word like five times. Some people who were basically asymptomatic are suffering from long COVID, and some longer than a year.
That's right, Bob. And actually, this is a very nice study that Northwestern did, and it confirms a series of other studies that have been done that also find a significant number of people who had no symptoms or mild symptoms ending up with one or more long COVID complications. And it also is completely in harmony with a study just released by the Center for Disease Control, which shows that one in five people under 65 and one out of four of people 65 and above have long COVID symptoms.
And if I read this right, the big symptoms most people had, fatigue, extreme fatigue, and brain fog. Right.
Yeah, the neurologic symptoms dominate, but you know, also vertigo, tinnitus, which are also neurologic, right? As well as, you know, some people have a longer period of loss of taste and smell, although that does tend to resolve in most of the patients within a couple of months. And then, of course, you know, these fatigue symptoms that people get are really, really debilitating. There are more severe complications from long COVID in some individuals, like pulmonary emboli. And we're seeing that even among people who had mild symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And the pulmonary emboli, Bob, remember, that's really bad.
Pardon me? Oh, did we lose Dr. Marty?
No, I'm here. I hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry. We all know so many people with COVID these days. How much is that infection sort of a booster dose to your immune system?
Oh, it absolutely does improve your overall protection against the SARS-2 viruses that are out there. But there's so many different variants, and the one that's now more than 56% in the United States is the BA.2.12, which is the most contagious version yet, and it's people who had Omicron back in December are not significantly protected from getting this new BA.2.12, and so that's part of the reason that we're seeing this uptick in cases. Right here in South Florida, for example, we're at almost 20% positive among those people who we have the data for, because some people are testing at home and not providing the data,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really very alarming. And looking at the reports from our hospitals in this area yesterday, we're absolutely seeing an uptick in cases in our hospital, to the point that we've had to go back to restricting the people who come into hospital so as not to inadvertently contaminate people in the hospital.
Every week we get lots of texts and emails, questions for you, Dr. Marty. I pulled this one out because I'm curious about this myself. Email from Madeline. With cases and hospitalizations rising, do you think the CDC will soon allow a second booster for those under 50 who have underlying medical conditions but are not immunocompromised?
So it's possible, but right now there's of course issues because of whether or not there's going to be funding for this next booster. It's certainly what is medically indicated. Moreover, in the infectious disease community, we're convinced that we're going to have to give another COVID shot along with a flu shot come this fall.
Dr. Eileen Marty, she advises the World Health Organization, and lucky for us, advises us every Wednesday morning. Dr. Marty, you'll let me know when my morning brain fog sounds to you like something something more than lack of sleep, okay?
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't talk to me at all about monkeypox.
Well, yeah, we talked to Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine a couple of days ago, and I asked him, should I be freaking out about that yet? He said no. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. But I will tell you, Bob, I'm from the healthcare community, we have to be alarmed, which is separate because one of the very first, I was speaking with colleagues in London, and they have 56 cases there, right? And among the very early cases were healthcare workers who got infected from the patient. So, and the presentation is very different. It's not your classic monkeypox. It's a much milder prodrome, plus the lesions are appearing first in the genital area. So with Pride coming, the Pride celebrations, the parades, we're quite concerned.
All right. I'm glad we brought that up, I think. talk to you next week. Thanks, as always. Appreciate the time, Dr. Marty.
Thank you, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.